leftovers?
Yeah, a warm...
warm door. Either way.
Food has been
warm. And usually it is, you know, especially on Sunday. A housewife, she does a pretty good job to get a noonday meal, and then always enough left to serve at night.
That's the truth.
Yeah, not many people are very big eaters at night, no way.
Yeah. Now, about the things... we were talking about cornmeal. Would you ever make that real kind of coarsely ground cornmeal and...
Uh-huh.
And,
Would you be talking about grits?
Yeah, you eat that?
I used to, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And did you ever see the stuff, the leached, the corn, the kernel that was leached and they were kind of yellow and big? They call that,
Let me see. I don't know whether I got that or not. Don't believe. You talking about a whole grain?
Yeah, whole grain kernel, and they would leach it out with lye or something like that.
Oh, yeah. They call that lye hominy.
Lye hominy?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I used years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. They take these hardwood ashes, oak mostly, ashes.
Yeah.
And put water in there, put that in there, and there's enough acid in there that I believe I'm correct. I believe it eat all that there, or got all that there first shell off of that, which was a kind of a shell around it, you know. Yeah. That would all be off. And I don't know, they'd have to boil that out pretty good, you know, in water and get all that acid out of it. It's pretty good eating. They call it lye hominy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you know, what would you have on the table to season food with?
Well, two main things were salt and pepper, black pepper and salt.
Yeah.
You'd always have a little container, short salt shaker in it.
Yeah.
Black pepper, I guess you'd call it a shaker.
Yeah. Now, you know, there's a lot of difference between that good old stuff you buy, you mean the things you buy, and then the stuff you might make at home. You say something might be imitation, it's not...
Well, what you growed at home and used it, I always thought it was better because it was right fresh from the garden, and I believe it was better.
Not only that, take for example the syrup you might buy, it might have a lot of imitation stuff.
Yeah, it does.
It wouldn't be...
Not like you used to make.
Yeah, that was
genuine with nothing added.
Yeah.
But I guess that's pretty well gone now.
Yeah.
There might be some places yet. There has been some pretty good syrup come out of Mississippi, they claimed, you know, that was pretty straight out from the, right from the cane mill, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. Some of the best I've seen come out of Mississippi.
Yeah. Prepared. Now, and the fruits you got here were better too, weren't they? What kind of fruits did you get here? You said, did you get oranges? Y'all raising them?
They never done much on oranges yet, but I have seen some oranges grow here.
Yeah.
But the climate was not good for oranges.
Yeah.
But, back there when I was young, peaches and plums was no trouble to raise. I've seen them raised and people would chunk them out to the hogs, just the finest, beautifulest peaches. And it wasn't a bit of trouble to make them. And today you got to spray and do everything else if you make them then. But back then they didn't do it. I remember they never thought about spraying a tree. And they just make the finest peaches.
What kind?
Well, they had two or three kind.
Did you have that kind that would...
You had the clear seed, that mean that it would just come right off the seed.
Yeah.
And you had the pressed peach, you had to cut off the seed, you know.
Yeah.
And some would be yellow, some was white in the color. And they had... Those are two main, the white peach and the yellow peach and the clear seed.
Yeah.
But either one might be a pressed peach, it might be the white, or it might be the yellow one, you know.
Now, if somebody offered you a bowl and